During my first year as a priest, I had a kind of unusual assignment. I was assigned to a parish. I spent the week there. I lived there. But usually two or three Sundays out of the month, I was sent to some other parish to cover the parish for the weekend. So in my first year as a priest, I covered seven different parishes in addition to working at the one that I was originally assigned to. And so for most of that year, I was a visiting priest in a different place every week. And I got into this pattern that on Thursday of each week, I repacked the little bag in my room because I didn't know yet where I was going to be spending the weekend. I just was pretty sure that I was going to be traveling. So on Thursday of each week, I packed the little bag of things that I would need to take with me. I packed an alb and a toothbrush and a coffee cup. Well, you don't know. They might not have a coffee cup in a rectory, and that's a pretty important thing, especially to me. So I always kept this bag packed next to the door. I'd repack it every Thursday afternoon. And it was always packed because it just had a few things, because I was only going to be there overnight. I was just going to make a short stay in the rectory. And because it was such a short stay, because I was visiting, when I got to the rectory, even though I thought the chairs were in the wrong places and the pictures would look better another way, I didn't touch anything. I just left the chairs in place, I left the pictures in place, I even left their coffee pot wherever they had it. I didn't make any changes because I was just a visitor. And you know, there's a difference between being a visitor and moving in. It's a big difference between being a visitor and moving in. If you're a visitor, you pack a bag. If you're moving in, you pack a truck, or two, or three. When you're a visitor, it's a short trip, it's a single trip. If you're moving in, it's usually several trips that you make in order to move everything, your entire life, from one spot to another. Moving in, you arrange things. You rearrange things. You bring more stuff. Every time I go to visit my parents, there's a box of things that my mother leaves for me. She's like, you should take this with you now. You might find your writings from fourth grade brilliant, but I no longer find them cute. So you can take them with you. So you arrange things, you rearrange things, you bring more things. You decorate the house, you decorate the room, you repair, you paint. That's what's different about being a visitor and moving in. There's a difference between visiting and moving in. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. The Lord God desires to dwell with us. Jesus desires to move in to our soul. Our soul and our lives are not a vacation destination for the Most High God. God desires to move in. God desires to move in, to take possession, to decorate, to arrange, to rearrange, to clean, to cleanse, to adorn. Our lives and our souls are where God Himself, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit desire to dwell. He isn't simply coming to visit us. He's coming to take possession of us. Because Christ Jesus took possession of us in our baptism. He purchased us by the precious blood of His Son. He claimed and He named and He marked and He blessed us in our baptism. He consecrated us for service and for witness in the sacrament of confirmation. He cleansed, repaired, restored, and even rebuilt us in the sacrament of reconciliation. And with the nourishment of the Holy Eucharist, God takes possession more and more of us who already belong to Him. He moves in more and more. God does not simply come to visit us. He desires to move in, to take possession, and to dwell in our souls. And by the power of the Eucharist, he changes us by his grace and through his body and blood so that we can live in his grace and live as his body and blood. And our souls then become his dwelling. Our bodies become his temple. And our lives, our very lives, become signs of his presence and his glory. The Lord God of heaven and earth prepares and claims and decorates and adorns and cleanses and repairs a place for himself in us so that we will be prepared and cleansed and decorated and adorned and repaired to move into our place in his kingdom. Amen.